Jesus cleansing of the temple. What can we make out of this story? If I am to title what I am about to share, I would say two words: set apart. Set apart. To set apart ourselves, to set apart our churches, to set apart everything according to God's will and purpose. Do you know there's another cleansing of the temple story in the Old Testament books? It took place during the reign of King Josiah and prophet Jeremiah. If you'd like to read about that afterwards, turn to 2 Kings chapter 23 about King Josiah cleansing the temple. In fact, he did more than that. He didn't just cleanse the temple. He cleansed the whole land of Judah. In 2 Kings, it tells us, Josiah burned those who consulted dead spirits and the mediums, the household gods, and the worthless idols. All the monstrous things that were seen in the land of Judah and in Jerusalem. Then the scripture tells us, there's never been a king like Josiah, whether before or after him, who turned to the Lord with all his heart, all his being, and all his strength, in agreement with everything in the instruction from Moses. Wow, what a cleansing. When Jesus was cleansing the temple, he also quoted the words of Jeremiah. When Jeremiah rebuking the nation of Israel, Jesus quoted this word: has this house which bears my name become a den of robbers to you? Jeremiah said, but I have been watching, referring to God. God was watching over the land of Judah during the reign of Josiah. Jesus saw it with his own eyes as well as when he walked on earth. He saw those who were selling oxen and sheep and pigeons. He saw the money changers taking advantage of those who come to exchange their currency to pay for the temple taxes, to buy animals for sacrifices. So he made a whip of cords, the purpose of herding the animals. He drove them all out of the temple together with all the sheep and oxen. He poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned the tables. Why did Jesus so show such righteous anger? He told them, take these things away. Do not make my father's house a house of trade. That's a big deal. The temple is a house of worship and praise, not a flea market. They exploited the people. The money changers forced the pilgrims into paying exorbitant exchange rates for the currency. Both the money changers and sellers of livestock were exploiting the poor by overcharging. Sadly, the very ones responsible for all this merchandising were the priests who gave their blessing by allowing it, condoning it. Jesus is still cleansing the temple today. The Holy Spirit is at work in cleansing. Jesus is coming again to cleanse the earth of all sins. How may we look at this story that we are so familiar with? First, I think there is a personal level a personal level. Jesus is still cleansing the temple, but not necessarily the one that we imagine like he was in those days. Today, the temple is our bodies. The temple is our bodies. Apostle Paul wrote, our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. There's no Whipcots today, thank goodness, but God does discipline us in love. Our bodies are indeed the temple of God, the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. So brothers and sisters, as we look at this story, we ask ourselves, is there anything that the Lord decided to clean our temples? What's preventing that from happening? What might we do about it? Like the psalmist, we must pray, examine me, God, look at my heart, put me to the test, know my anxious thoughts, look to see if there's any idolatrous way in me, then lead me on the eternal path. The psalmist wrote this in Psalm 139. King Josiah, when he discovered the problem of the land and the people and the church or the temple then, King Josiah renewed the covenant with God. But he didn't stop there. He made sure that there were no longer any gods in the land beside the one true God. He cleaned it thoroughly. If you read the details, thoroughly. Then what about another level, at the church level? Would Jesus turn tables in our churches today? Are we bad witnesses to people outside the church? Is our worship hollow worship? The get in and get out type of worship. We come and top up for ourselves on Sunday, but the rest of the week, how do we live? Is our contemporary church culture have the look and feel more like those that are bustling at the outer courts of the temple in Jesus' time than we care to admit? The cleansing of the temple was an indictment of empty religion, religious activities, lip service, and fruitless ritual. Is there a more subtle, insidious, widespread culture of commercialism that is found in today's churches? Have the mercenary ways of provoking Jesus' anger crept into our churches and into our hearts? So what should be our response to this warning? Let us sit in this discomfort for a moment. Let us wrestle with this question before God. How have we become like the merchants and the money changers Jesus raged about against? Are our churches doing things that have crowded out the voice of the gospel for our nation and for our lost neighbors? Where have we promoted activities to the neglect of repentance and wholehearted discipleship? In what ways have we chased our own glory above the glory of God? Complacent and believing that we are doing religious duties, much like the religious leaders then. But really, we are preventing ourselves and others from true worship. So what can we do about it? One, I believe we need to refresh our covenant with God. Refresh our commitment to God. Recall the promises that each one of us made when we were baptized. What do those promises mean to us today? Refresh our commitment to God and to God's laws and instruction. That's the first thing we need to do. Josiah got himself and the whole nation to come before God to repent of their own sins. Then we need to break down idols. Any idols. One by one, King Josiah broke them down. The high places, those that are appearing in the temples, in people's houses. One by one, King Josiah broke them all down. Do we have any idols that need special? Is there anyone or anything that has pushed God aside in our lives? Jesus is the true temple and our only hope. Jesus is truer and better temple than anything else. He's the fulfillment of the law, the perfect high priest, the spotless lamb. Friends, let us lead a life that seek to come to God in true worship, with heart, with sincerity, and not just the in and out. Let us go to Jesus in true worship, not seeking to be cleared out by him at any time soon. Jesus is the place where we worship, with our lives, with our actions, and with our thoughts. Brothers and sisters, we as Christian, as follower of Christ, we have the job to live among the world, but not of the world. Let me finish with this quote about King Josiah. Like King Josiah, what did he do? He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord. Did what is right in the eyes of the Lord. That is true worship. That is the right kind. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for